It's time for arguably Australia's number one beer podcast, The Step Brewers, with your hosts, Papa Sweden and the Pilly Panther, formerly known as the Juice Wolf. Oh, and the Wegg. Take it away, boys.
Thank you, Dennis. And we're back, and we're back.
I still am recovering, I think.
Yeah, well, everyone was asking where new episodes are, and
yeah,
let's say we needed a little bit of a spiritual break after Gabs.
A cleansing.
Yeah, we definitely had a cleansing of some sorts while at Gabs, but also
some
a,
of us another, more so than others.
Another cleansing after Gabs. So we do apologise. We've had some things on in the last couple of weeks. Rest in peace, Bill.
R.I.P. Billy. Yeah. R.I.P. How good was barrel-aged beers for Bill? Bags for Bill.
Mm.
Did really get around the love shown there.
Yeah, I got very drunk that evening, yeah. Thanks to Bill.
Yep.
But yeah, and then you were sick earlier this week.
I was sick, so we couldn't record.
Non-COVID related cold, correct?
Yeah, just a snotty nose from a kid.
Good, stay safe, everyone.
Feeling great now, though.
We just escaped the the troublesomeness
lockdown
of Melbourne. It seems to, wherever we go, wherever we fly to and do live content, coronavirus seems to just quickly pop in afterwards.
Someone actually tried to invite us to a live show in Brisbane, and then one of our patrons was like, no, every time they go to a live show, our states get shut down.
It's true. That's two from two in the last year.
Two trips.
We do apologise about that.
If anyone wants us to go to WA, we can really fuck some people up. Sorry, yeah, Rob.
Very funny joke. That's a very funny joke. Sorry.
With me tonight, I have the newly minted Pilly Panther himself. Welcome back, son.
It's official. Look.
He's got a little panther.
He's got it on the arm.
Panther action there.
A bit of puppy gut wine.
So I can't put a wolf there anymore, so I'm cooked, aren't I? Yeah. So I want to go back to that phase of my life.
So a little Pokemon sticker for the boy. Yeah. And we've also got Wego, who is... come fresh from his newfound fame at Gabs. We'll talk about that.
Unfortunately, green screen is still here.
Yeah.
Yes.
And now he can also see himself with another slight studio upgrade. So he's loving it over
there. Shout out to the Patreon. Now, we normally would talk about what the best beer we've had in the last few weeks is. While we do that, we might do a little bit of an unboxing because... It's been a busy week for beer mail at Step Brewers HQ.
This could be a separate video, really, because, you know, people do that stuff on YouTube, don't they? Unboxing videos.
Now, you've got a bit of a story, boys, about this next one. That I don't want to spoil the Gabs number two video, but...
What's this crap? This is already open. Yeah, someone's already had a sneaky gaze.
At that. But right. This is a box that I think you both might have received individualized boxes.
Ah, I know what this is. My now official acquaintance. No, not acquaintance. He's my friend.
Lover.
Now. Official friend, maybe more.
Part-time mistress.
Sterling from Bolter has sent, after we had, had a bit of a whinge in person at the Bolter store at Gabs. Told him, I'm like, you just got to address me.
You told him you were quite upset that all the messages.
It's always Klimt.
The handwritten messages were sent to me.
But we now have all got an individual package from the Bolter team with some very funny cellar graveyard references about Klimt's fridge. That's just very funny. We did appreciate that. So we've got a 4-pack of the Cryo Haze, which was drinking really nicely at Gabs.
Was drinking really nicely.
And I was like, I can't find this beer anywhere, let alone... I was like, I'm not going to taste it again. So I do appreciate that. And we also have the new tweaked version of the Handsome Elvis, which is drinking bloody beautifully. I had
very good grog.
I had two last night. I enjoyed it that much. I was very impressed.
You haven't had one yet, have you?
Nah.
Would you like a cold one? I have some in the esky next to me. That's why the box is open.
You got to do the old nitro filler up.
If you,
it does make a little bit of a mess, so careful of the equipment.
Shit.
I don't like milk stouts. But
chuck us your spicy boy glass, please.
I like this one.
Yeah, I I think this is quite a delicious beer. So I believe the we invert gently three times.
Shout out to Clint's kid.
Yeah.
Shout out to my kids singing in the background.
In the stewed. Give it a crack.
Now, I actually cracked this slowly last night and I found it worked better. So I gave it a slow crack.
Mate, have you been on the website? There's like and mess then everywhere.
Iceman Paul.
No, watch this, watch this.
Iceman Paul's a...
Ready?
Oh, that's...
Flog.
Yeah, it's a bit boring, isn't it? There's no excitement for the viewers at home.
No spillies.
So I'm not sure why you're all making such giant messes everywhere. This is how we do it.
Yeah.
This is how we do it.
About a nitro beer really
just
gets
leave
me
that little bad boy there.
That is not a clean glass, sir. You need to get no, you need a lesson in cleaning. That's awful.
Anyway.
There's some seriously suspect looking residue in the bottom of that.
Yeah, that's my bad there. So
yeah. If I saw that in the bottle shop, I didn't actually try it and get sent it, I probably would never pick it up. But I'm very highly impressed
I thought
with
this
how
year's
delicious
was
that is.
Delicious, yes. Really hashtag good. Not sponsored.
I'm thinking of changing up my Guinea chugs to Handsome Elvis chugs. That's how
good it is. You wouldn't want to waste it, though.
No, that's true. Absolutely delicious. So get that in your beak, Wego.
Now, this...
It does contain lactose, though. So I'm back just, on, get back on the lactose.
Let me just give this a little cut.
Speaking of beaks, while you do that... Oh, you've already opened it again. Yeah, I was going to say, shout out to Star Trek, my friends at Star Trek, who smashed three of our six bottles from Samwell from Eagerbeak.
Yeah, thanks, Star Trek, you fuckheads.
Fuckwits.
Yeah.
Cheers.
I almost said the C word, but I'm learning. No beeps this episode.
I thought you were, like... You'd be celebrating that some bottles of Samwell's have been broken, but no, we do not celebrate any broken grog.
No,
here at Step Brewers,
unless it's batch brewing or a Akasha.
Now, I was I thought I remembered it off the top of my head, but I don't. But we have had some suggestions of what the Weg group could be called, the Weg fans.
Oh God!
One was the Midler Fiddlers, which I do not mind. Which I do not mind.
Don't spit that out, Lucky. That's a.
But I didn't mind this. The Bettys.
The Bettys.
The Bette Midler. Love Samwell Midler. The Bettys. So Midler Fiddlers and the Bettys is
Midler Fiddlers are funny.
Is top tier at the moment.
Midler Fiddler.
Now this is Ali. A bit
other
of a,
side. Yes.
Why are we getting this box?
Reese from Other Side's coming on the show very soon, which we have been wanting to do for a very very long time. And has I'm not going to say what the beers are that he sent us because we'll probably in the other side episode drink some of
them. Hey, you know what we can do on the other side episode? We can drink that wrist that was in the Canvent calendar.
Yeah, that's it is true. Down there on the bottom shelf.
But there is a really good selection of delicious beverages.
You want to take that this way because I've got more boxes.
Crap.
Okay, yeah. Now, we also received some paid beers. This month, so you know, that's not all freebies around Steppies.
We do Jesus. Buy beer probably more than we should, to be honest.
But. So the wonderful James Lewis provided some beers. So we got some Slippy G-Force Extreme.
I haven't had any of that. Oh wait, yes, I did. I had some at your birthday,
and we did get some cheeky little Trumas. This is the one that didn't survive. Fuck you, Star Trek.
Is there a split in it?
Oh. Yeah, no, it wasn't Star Trek. That was Ozpost. So fuck Ozpost. They're the real MVPs. I'm joking. That'll go on the little
real wall. Aussie battlers. Those blokes.
That'll go on the wall of fame. Now the next one is a little box I've bought.
Oh Jesus!
Hold on.
You've bought beer.
This is.
I'm baping that. I can't say that.
This is a Banks box, boys.
Ooh!
I guess cake eaters, all the exciting stuff. Show us all those juicy
linen
juicy boys.
Closet
so,
aged.
So, here's the story. Right, I was ordering these, and I had my way through the website, and then the queen of the house called out and said, "Hey, can you get Killer into bed, my son?" And I was like, oh, "Okay." So I was still buying them. And so as I was getting him into bed, I sort of knocked and just pressed purchase because I could see my address. I'm like, yeah, I'll just purchase. And then realized I'd purchased them to pick up from the brewery. And I was like, oh, wouldn't be so bad going to Melbourne, except that it was locked down.
Yeah.
So I messaged and Chris got back to me within minutes on a Sunday night. So if you want to see the chonkiest box you've ever seen, get a load of what I've purchased. So I've got...
Don't litter.
a four pack of Slope Vibes.
Yes, had that at Carlin.
Which is a Vienna style lager.
Yeah,
I liked it. That'll get the batter files up and about.
Yeah.
I've also got a little bit of Lager Life.
Delicious. Ooh, beer.
Four pack of that.
It's right down your alley.
Love that beer.
Bitty Foam.
Yes, I'm bitty so... Foamed.
Why is that not in the fridge so we can crack it today?
Oh. Yeah, I know. And a bitty
foam. What are you doing?
Well, I tell you what, Banks are running a lager box, and we will put the link somewhere to the Banks box. This is not sponsored.
No, I'm surprised Coast Vibes isn't in there. I really do like that, even though it's not, technically to style.
Thanks, Nige. this was stupid cheap. I think from memory, it was like 50 something bucks. Or I don't know. It was stupid cheap, and I'm here for it. And
wow,
we needed some lagers to send to our guest for the lager episode.
Who, still pending.
Who is who we now have this for? They're a long way away. So
okay, interesting.
That is coming. But oh, fuck, that's a heavy box.
Mm. I like the good packaging as well. I like the little bed. Cheeky little.
So a little bit of the good shit, and last but not least, of course, this one I left unopened because who else but Marzen would send a small package? I feel like a small package begets a small man.
That doesn't look exciting compared to the other packages we received.
So everyone else is sending this big dick energy, and I get this little shriveled box.
I've got a bad feeling about what's in that.
What do you reckon it is?
I reckon it's four barley wines.
Gee. Why do you feel bad about that?
Because...
your knife's very small today, sir.
I don't have my knife with me today.
The one day we actually do an unboxing. Shout out to Dollar Bill.
It is a four pack, obviously.
It's barley wine.
I take it all back.
Oh, dear.
Coming through with the big dick energy. Big Jenny energy.
Mm, that's nice.
We're inclusive here.
Well, that is big a Jenny real treat. Any. Thank you, sir.
I've only heard high praise about that beer from around the traps from good sources. So
very, very happy with that. Thank you, Marzen. That is a delightful little gift.
Can't wait to partake in that. Delicious.
Step Brewers is proudly sponsored by Preacher's Hobart, quite simply one of the best beer bars in all of Australia. 14 rotating taps of independent beer, epic burgers, and the official home of Step Brewers Live.
Oh, mama.
Oh, hey. Anyone who got along to the summer sesh knows what we're talking about. We're also very, very much brought to you by the Patreon. Couldn't do it without you. So very, very excited, actually. We've got some welcomes this week. You had to print me a little sheet.
You Patreonese.
So
we appreciate.
There is some energy amongst this.
I agree.
So a few of these lads were at Melbourne with us, at Carwin.
Yes,
yeah. Making connections.
That's what we do best.
So we have Wazzy Yates, who is, some may know from sculling three,
Boat
Rockers in a row or two?
Ram Jets, I think.
Silly boy. Lovely guy. Krish as well. Titans Tins. I thought he was Tins. So Krish is a good mate of ours who's been hitting us in the comments. He was sending us some footage from his cheeky bottle share the other night.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed little pails and tails in the background of a fucking light box.
Yeah, he was. He took was it to the bottle box, share. Yeah.
Love you, mate.
I don't think I'm ready to think about bottle shares again yet after the last month.
Well,
yeah, that was.
If anyone wants,
we'll get into that. I'm sure.
If anyone wants to sponsor my birthday, July 16, coming up real soon. Ryan Anderson also joining. Good homie.
Really good man.
And the man himself, Eric Beck. So
welcome.
Fucking hell, we are ripping it. Absolutely.
The Patreon is a great place to be. We've got a little group that we like to engage with on the socials and get your opinions, get your thoughts. It's,
Brewers too.
Brewers as well. Every brewer that we've had on the show, if they've got social media accounts, we have them in there. It's a really good place to be. So if you want to join the Patreon, get on over there to Patreon.
Get on that low entry tier.
/Step
as
Brewers.
Little as $2.50 a month.
Is that what it is?
Oh, it's like $2.80 or $2.50.
It's cheap, son.
It's the WEG tier.
No, it helps us out. Helps, good engagement. It gets, beers, onto the show. And it also, there's so many things,
Discounted merch, free merch.
Mm.
Get around it. Just support us. Make this happen.
Please.
Do you know what else we love to support?
Give us all your cabbage.
Cab. You know what else we love to support?
What?
Sipskippers.
Sip, skip, or seller. Sort of a. Ooh. Don't worry about sip, skip, or seller.
Pilsner Urquell.
You got the bottle opener? Because I actually do need a bottle opener for the old. Pilsner Urquell, not sponsored yet, working on it.
Shout out to Dollar Bill Rare Oak Society.
Beautiful. Oh, that is nice.
If you haven't signed up for the new year, you must.
That's really nice. I don't want to actually look like a pleb on the podcast doing this.
Back.
Oh, it's the back, because I was like, that doesn't look right. Anyway, yeah, no, just, I do apologise, Dollar Bill. Love Dollar Bill.
Yes, yes, yes.
Right, Sip Skip. I've sort of added a few extras onto the old list in the last week or so, because there's been some grog that has grabbed my attention, so much so that we might have done a cheeky order of what I sent through today. We'll get into that. That's right down the end. But we're going to kick it off with Eagle Bay and Copper and Oak, Oaked Age Vienna Lager, sitting at 5.8%. It's 5 weeks in French barrels with silky smooth notes of vanilla and subtle toasted coconut, biscuit and caramel with touches of citrus and pine from the hops with a crispy mouth feel. Now, that sounds absolutely delightful. I do love a barrel-aged pilsner or lager.
How good was drinking the Dude's Knock on Wood off tap?
Oh, Cabs? Well, I think I drank
more. I love how much Netto hated it.
What do you mean?
When we were just, we just want knock on wood. Yeah. And he's like, and then he'd just pour something else. I don't know. Something with lactose in it.
That's right. If you haven't seen part one of our Gabs video, go and check that out on the YouTube channel. It's been a lot of fun. And part two
is so horny.
Part two is coming soon. Once Lockie gets it done, he will. He promises. No, it's fine. He knows he has to do it. But
You gotta get people wanting more, like get them salivating.
Yeah, well, we've had a lot of comments about part two. They're very up and about it. So
no comments from Gabs though.
Be patient. It's a bit of a longer slog, part two, with a bit more technical interviewing from you, because you rocked up. Be a healer from Wish.
I will take everything you have to give me at anyway, this stage. I will not make that mistake again.
I haven't really heard of Eagle Bay before. I think over in South Australia or WA, one of the two. I think they're actually collabing with Copper and Oak, who are from WA. Please correct me if I'm wrong. But look, yeah, barrel-aged lagers and pilsies, I'm all about them. So
get it in my beak.
It's definitely a sip onto a cellar. I don't think we'll see much of it in Tassie, if any, but grabs my attention, boys.
Nice. Sip. Sip.
Me too. Sip, why not?
Very
like
nice.
Like that.
Simple, effective. Yeah, that's what we want.
Easy.
Pike's Brewing.
Oh, I like Pike's.
Yeah, I've sort of done a bit of a rebrand on the cans recently. I don't know. That just saw some new cans.
That was my first lockdown purchase last year, when they were selling the three barrel-aged creeks.
I knew it was familiar. I just couldn't.
I've got the 2015, 14, sense. 16 or something.
That makes a lot of sense now.
Might be behind you in the rack, actually.
Have you drank any of those?
No, I haven't. I've been saving them for a bottle share.
He just hoards.
I'm
starting to think he doesn't actually drink beer.
He drinks whiskey apparently and eats caramel, so
yeah.
that's still, the life of Clint every night.
Still couldn't make me happy though.
But from this, it's a limited release from Pike's. It is a red IPA, the 2021 edition, 6.5%, hopped with a New Zealand hopped Waimea. I'm going to say Waimea because it's easier to say.
I'm a seller.
I love red IPAs, and I haven't had anything from Pike's, so I'd like to sip this one.
Lucky. I think we've got some Pike's beers in the fridge.
Of course they are.
No, but they are or on the barrel shelf, maybe.
Beautiful.
They are from Scotty Eaton. We've got some Rizzy Boys from them, I think.
Huge. Yeah, I'm a definite sip. Probably moving to a cellar. Mm-hmm. I've probably been on record saying it before, and I know that they probably don't sell as well as a lot of other beers, but I think they're severely underdone.
You love a
underrated.
You love a cheeky red.
Yeah. We've got some floating around, haven't we, that we got delivered this week?
There's a Bonehead red over there.
Yeah. Might whack one of those in a glass soon.
Yeah, very nice. Very nice.
Yeah, it's like, I think I've said probably numerous times now on this show, it's like that sort of this. the first kind of beer that grabbed my attention before I even knew what craft beer was, and it's still not really craft beer because it was James Squire and I was a very young man, but I was like, that amber ale.
Shout out to 50 Lashes.
No, not 50 Lashes. The amber ale.
What was the amber called?
Yeah,
what was it called?
I don't know. 20 Lashes? Spades or something like that. But that was the beer I was like, oh, this is right up my alley. Give me a little bit of that toasty malt.
Walking down your alley.
Delicious.
Yes.
Showing itself a good time.
That's right. Now, Clipped, this one's for you. Mm. Ballistic.
Oh, I love Ballistic.
Coming on the show soon. Can I say that?
Well,
I've
said it. Too bad.
Said
it. Ballistic are coming on the show, but it's not for their core range stuff. It's maybe a return of a series.
Oh.
I don't know. Can't tell you more.
Jeez. Don't know what that means.
Love Ballistic, so I'm probably a seller on this.
Right. So Ballistic, one of a series that we absolutely love on the show, the Sleep When You're Dead series.
Seller.
Really?
Sleep When You're Dead rocks.
It's a black IPA.
Yeah. It's funny. Seller. It's funny, actually, because
Shame you've already committed.
Yeah, that's awkward for you, isn't it? Let me tell you about it.
I bet it's good.
Simcoe, Chinook, Centennial, Mosaic.
Seller.
And Warrior.
Seller. That sounds fucking great.
It sounds good, doesn't it? The dead date on this. So if you don't know about the Sleep When You're Dead series, is they put a dead date on the beers. And they're about, it's a month old, isn't
month,
it?
I think, yeah.
So you've got a month to drink the beer. It reminds me a lot of the Stone Enjoy By series. Ooh, in the US. Which is, I love it. So they want you to drink the beer fresh.
You can't tell me what to do. I'm going to put it in my cupboard. And then I'm going to post it on Beer Thread in 3 years and be like, oh, so exclusive.
That's
when black, I guarantee, 3 years, taste, there's got to be a black IPA arc somewhere.
That would taste awful.
That would be horrible. But tastes like a shit stout.
Yeah, they've done West Coast in the past. I think they've done a red before.
Yeah, they've done a red.
Love the series. So I'm going to, for the love of Ballistic, I'm going to sip it.
Mm.
I don't want to sell it.
That hop combo is elite in a black IPA.
I'm looking at the list there and I'm like, that's really
elite in a black IPA.
That's making me feel things. But it's still a black IPA.
It was funny because when I was chatting to the Ballistic crew about coming on the show for other stuff, they were like, can we send you a pack? And I was just like, I guess we're pretty, like, arguably the best podcast. You probably should.
Or fourth best.
And
went to Gabs and talked about it.
And and then we got I got a little cheeky message saying, we're going to sling some black IPAs in there for you. And I was like, these guys get it.
Yeah. It's, yeah. There's a,
no one
it's an ongoing relationship with you on black IPAs, isn't it?
No one bought me a single black IPA in Melbourne, which was lovely.
Just lots of Larry.
Fuck loads of Larry. Get around Larry.
No, geez.
If you don't already know, Larry is going to be the number one beer on the Gabs Hottest 100 next year. I don't even know if we're allowed to be involved in...
Are you going to campaign hard, eh?
Well, so we've got...
Can we get an affiliate link or something so we can get paid every time someone uses our link to buy Larry?
Yeah, well, look, the problem is...
It's still exclusive in Tasmania. You can't get it.
Look, the problem is...
Where
is it? The Larry...
We've got some coming, don't we?
Do we?
Ooh, do we?
Don't know.
Maybe we got a little hookup. More on that soon. The problem is that your mates, guys, have hit up our DMs now.
You've made friends.
And we've made friends. And I'm a bit worried, though, because we've contractually got next year for Gabs maybe a little bit of a commitment to do.
Oh, shit.
A little bit of something. And I think we're supposed to be impartial. Fuck, I want Larry to win.
Mm. Mm.
Change my tune.
Yeah, no, that was a pretty special moment. That was having very funny. The paddle of Larry, so it was a great time.
Yeah.
God, I enjoy watching great. That every time.
It is pretty
great edit, Weg. Great edit.
I was thinking about, just getting off topic a little bit here, I was thinking about the artwork from your mates today, and I just saw like just a plain character, because they're all caricatures.
Yeah.
I'd love to know the character. Whoever does the drawings and the designs for your mates' cans, because I'd love a drawing of Clint in that style.
So, can we put him on the next can?
Because surely that's like a great merch idea of just Clint with a your mate.
That's
like,
very true.
Me and Faz arm around each other as your mates' characters.
Yeah. So if anyone does know...
Christian McGarry, who is one of the owners, is a big fan of the show. G'day, Christian. I hope you're watching on your TV.
I just think there's something there.
Can Can we get that artist to chat with us, please?
Yeah, because that would it. If you haven't seen the designs, they're quite ugly, but in a good way. Just a ugly drawing delicious. Of Klimt would be hilarious.
So. Not like the one you put up in our Patreon group.
That is on the on the green screen now. It's on the green screen right now. Enjoy. Enjoy.
That's the one where I look like the guy from Clerks.
Quick flash again.
Whoa! Just in case you missed it.
Okay, fair.
So good. Anyway, I just think that's... I just thought of it right then. I was like, oh.
That's actually beautiful.
Anyway,
back to the Ballista.
I'm not even mad that you've derailed sip.
So, yeah, everyone's sipping. Are you going to sip the black?
I'll have a mouthful.
Okay, a mouthful's fine. Yeah. Now, Slow Lane. I've heard from very good sources how good this brewery is.
We know a lot. Yeah, we love what they're
doing. Can't say I've ever had any of the beer.
Except the Canvent.
Except for the Canvent, correct. This is the farmhouse IPA, so it's a mixed firm farmhouse ale, Brettanomyces yeast strain, and dry hopped with Mosaic. I'm interested. Sitting at 5.4%. Yeah, I'm going to definitely give this a red hot go. I'm a sip. I don't think it's going to be very IPA because it's only dry hopped. So it's definitely going to be a lot more farmhouse.
Should be funk. I was going to say the Brettanomyces. I can't remember what it was that we had. Oh, it was the Sobra Mesa.
Yep.
We had there. Was that a farmhouse?
Yeah,
it would be.
That was funky.
Depending on how the Brett plays out, you can get really intense pineapple.
Mm.
So potentially the Mosaic.
Yeah, could balance Brett, it out. It'd be really interesting. You could get some
really heavy pineapple.
Mosaic's only my favorite hop. I'm definitely going to.
Slow Lane. Heard so many good things. I'm going to say Cellar.
Cellar, jeez.
I'm just going to sip, but I'm sure it's good. I'm sure it's going to be good.
It's been a very curious list so far.
Full disclosure, I've seen a review of this, and I heard it was amazing.
Good. Yeah, I've heard really good things about their sort of farmhousey stuff, so if anyone's going to do it right, I would say it's going to be these guys.
Bloody oath.
Now, I have added two more.
Oh, Jesus.
I have added two more to the list.
Can you get off your phone?
I was just checking because my wife has got to go out at a point, so I was just double checking we're good for time. Is that all right? Is that all right of work? Is that okay of work?
This is a
come on priorities.
We need to
get onto the next segment so we can talk about this new
this
WEG.
This is my time to shine.
All right, continue.
This new WEG found bloody.
Feel free to cut this.
He's
we're just rambling about.
He's up and about. He's got newfound fame. We'll get to it.
Oh, this is wrong. I'm just going to let it go.
Just fucking leave it in there and we can...
Yeah,
people will listen. They couldn't care less.
Can't wait to...
You get that rip one.
Can you...
My man.
You got a crispy boy over there.
Yes. Yeah, you want a tropical sea legs beer? Tropical lager?
Sure.
No, you don't sound excited.
What else is there?
Oh, Dr. Swift's Golden Ale. Apparently this is really delicious.
Also got some Cryomyfo Hazy.
Take the sea legs.
Take sea legs? Lovely.
Sorry, Sterling.
Sorry. I only sent it for nothing.
Right, while you crack that and while you consider opening that, I'm sure you will, let me hit you up with Hop Nation Kalash 2021, baby.
Cellar.
Very good beer. It's a Russian Imperial Stout that comes out every year. This year, again, they've got two varieties. First, their Bourbon Barrel Age Edition.
Cellar.
Yeah, sitting at 10.7%. Delicious. I love bourbon. Get it in my mouth. We've also got a second edition, which they do a collaboration with Bakery Hill, which I haven't heard about. It's a whiskey barrel instead of bourbon barrel.
Cellar.
Bakery Hill, must have good homies there. But that one's sitting a little bit higher in ABV at 11.7%. So it'd be a great little vertical if you're having a night in at some point, I'm sure. A little whiskey barrel and a little bourbon barrel, you know, find out the differences.
Cellar.
I'm a cellar as well. This beer is always really good every year, and I like that there's again two varieties this year. It's as I said, it would be a good fun vertical with your loved one or loved ones. Good times.
I'll drink yours.
Sure. Come round.
Sip.
Come around and
sip.
We'll cuddle on the couch and drink some Kalash.
I've noticed, off topic again, but I've just, the only beer I've been really buying lately, other than like I bought a case of table beer, But the only...
That has no flavour, man. What are you talking about?
The only beers I'm really buying at the moment are bottles. Like, I'm just putting shit in the linen closet.
You're building up your linen closet.
Yeah. I mean, I just have... I don't know. I'm going through a weird phase where I have zero interest in actually...
drinking the beer.
Buying and drinking a heap of shit.
Like, you're stocking up the cellar. This is a phase that everyone goes through.
Yeah.
But you all... Like, we had the bottle shed the other day for Ali's birthday.
Mm.
Which anyone who caught our live stream, sorry.
Oh, that's always fun.
But I mean, that's what you stock up the cellar for, is yep. so you can open
for sharing
open
those...
with the mates, or like when we were at Carmen. Yeah,
I'm starting to slowly over time accept that it's appropriate to open a bottle of Wildflower by myself because it's just fucking beer.
It's just fucking beer.
So but other 750 ml varieties, I still think that they're special and, you know, sharing for friends. And that's beautiful. So that's that. You're going through a little arc right now, and that's lovely to see because I think we've all done that. And, like, our cupboards are full and full of delicious naughty treats, and that's what you take to a friend's house and you share. Yeah. And that's great. So
grogs for sharing.
That's exactly right.
Kings.
We'll probably get into some other lovely news of what we did in Melbourne and what we did share. But anyway, I've got one. This is...
You've got one more beer.
One more beer. This transitions quite well because...
Poignant.
This is what we did today,
I think Hop Nation might come on the show soon.
Oh, that'd be great. Yes. Yeah. They might. They might have slid into the DMs recently. Anyway. Three Ravens, Dollar Bill, Future Mountain.
What do you mean? Like all three?
Bring them all together. Let's do a Woods of the North too.
Sell.
Oh, geez. I'm so horny about being one of the very few people in Australia, I reckon, that's got the whole vertical thing going on with Woods of the North.
That was a very naughty story.
Yeah, that is a naughty story that I'm sure you will tell very soon.
Yeah, can't wait.
But not much to say about this, really. I mean, if you know, Woods of the North, there was a...
How is that still able to be bought?
I don't... Anyway... Let me get into
it. Did you get an email?
Nope. I just was on new beer releases and thought, quickly search that up. Anyway, so it's a blend of the cultures from those three breweries. I mean, we're off to a good start. And they did a Woods of the North event, as they do the fifth time I've ever done it at Three Ravens. Only 300 bottles of the stuff. All Magnums.
I was going to say.
Yeah. All Maggies.
They're all Magnums. So anyone who went to the event
for
Gabs. I'm not sure if they got a bottle for the event or you could purchase it there because very small allocation. But then again, the leftovers, the small amount remaining went onto the Three Ravens website.
And we might be the proud new owners of three Magnums.
After searching and going on the website out of curiosity today, how are they still available?
Cheers.
So, just a little hot tip. Like, Magnums
Australia, you suck.
Magnums of Woods of the North 2, as time of recording right now. So go and look this up. If they're still available, you're onto an absolute... this is going to be so good. $60...
It's a fucking joke.
For a magnum of this beer.
So we bought three. No shipping as well.
What's wrong is that Australian beer fans suck and that this is still available, yet I can't buy some 15 fucking Play-Doh finishing gravy beer because it sells out in 5 minutes. You suck.
Think chunk.
You suck. We suck for not knowing. You now know. Go buy so you don't suck.
Yeah, so this was the Gab's beer that, you know, came available on the website. And we're like, I was like, boys, just check this out. I sent it to them straight away, didn't we? And straight away the order
took
was put
in. Took about 30 seconds to go, all right, do you want one, boys?
From Magnum. So this is technically...
Your first Magnum.
My first Magnum purchase.
Yeah, bloody oath.
Really? So that's lovely.
And Woods of the North too. That's going to be a beautiful share. I just don't like why...
Australia, you suck.
Yes, Australia beer consumers do suck because, like, we're all scrambling for shit like Cantillon and all this kind of fucking crap that no, like, sorry, but, like, you've got all these amazing
Woods
blenders.
Woods of the North one is...
Yeah, very special beer.
God-tier beer.
So, you know, chuck this in your linen closet for, you know, a year or two and open it up and like you, I just don't get it.
If this episode comes out, what it's going to be on like a Thursday night. I'm like you. I don't see the way get it. So I'm sitting down watching YouTube talking Wednesday to myself. Night. Wednesday nights, is yeah. it? Yeah. Okay. Okay. Hello, future Klimt. It's a Wednesday night. I'm watching this and I'm actually angry at myself for not going and buying another one. Klimt, go buy another one now.
If it's still available.
It's gone.
And I hope all of you, our friends, have gone and bought it and you aren't shit chunk lords like we were. Mm. We weren't, but now we've bought it.
Like it's just like the you know, I bought some Black Arts apricot.
Lovely.
Some apricot wild ale the other day as well. I'm like, everyone's scrambling for these crazy beers from, you know, across the pond, but here's Black Arts going, oh, we've only got 28 bottles of this, and it's just sitting around on the website. And I'm like, fuck, okay.
Shame on you.
I'm going to buy it.
Guess I better buy one.
So, look, support your local, you know, support, you know, dollar support bill.
Little
just,
guys.
Dollar bill just one, you know, beer of the year with gold teeth, like,
the We've fact got- that I could find a bottle of that online still, mm. like a week after that as no, well.
That was impressive because I did a lot of
I'll set the scene. So we're at Ali's birthday bottle share. We're just sitting around the table and it came up in conversation. I think Clint might have pulled it out of his little box of treats that he brought along and goes, oh yeah, got the last in Australia.
Oh, well, don't tell people the number. Maybe bleep the number out. I got him to share with people, so
he did.
They are right. Yeah.
Okay,
it's not all.
But anyway, he goes, ah, yeah, yeah, talking himself up, big game. I just googled it, and I was like, oh, I just bought one. And he goes, what? Where from?
That was
I don't even remember where it was from. Where was it from?
That was my birthday night too, wasn't it?
We're yeah, birthday bottle share.
You shouldn't be doing ordering beer on like a bottle.
No, share. That was good energy. Like seriously,
got to strike while the iron's hot, as they say.
Well, I better mail out that bottle that I promised our good mates, who we'll talk about in a minute, who we hung out with Carwin, because that's why I bought them to share around.
But there you go. That's Sip Skip. Glad I got a little bit of a rant in there. You know I love to say my piece.
Fuck, we're a little bit rusty, a little bit of rambling there.
That's fine.
That's all right. That's what the people want to say, I suppose.
That's you know, raw thoughts.
Mm. If you want to see cuts of Ali just being like talking and then suddenly in a different position and then a different position, that just means he talked too much shit and Wegg had to hit him with that edit.
Mm.
I don't know what you're trying to say. Anyway, let's move on. What do you got there, my boy?
A little breakaway pills from Sea Legs.
It's not a pills, it's an IPA. Good try.
Oh.
Keeping it professional.
Yeehaw!
At all times.
And it's been a while. A little bit breakaway IPA. Sea Legs coming on the show. Next week, in fact. Next episode.
Who's not coming on the show?
Fuck me. Is a the DMs are good. I need an assistant. I need a Wegg.
Should get your mum on. She likes me, doesn't she?
She fucking loves everyone but me.
Shout out, Mrs. Donahoe.
Yes. She's just like, oh, I love the Weggy. And she's like, oh, and the Panther is just wonderful. And I was like, how am I, mum? And she's like, you're fine.
That's nice. Mm, love Mrs. Donahoe. Get her out of it. We need to go and visit her up at the farm.
At the farm. Yeah. No, this is good. It's got a bit of old school vibe to it. Like a little nice little amber colour almost. Yeah,
beautiful. Loving the colour. Loving it. Oh, good nose.
A little bit of... It's got a little bit old school to it almost.
It does.
A little bit old and new. Don't mind it.
That
don't
is
any, what's the, what do you got like malt bill wise? Any caramel? Any little bit of malt?
Definitely a bit of.
I'd actually say a little touch of it. Maybe a little light cara.
Yeah.
Don't mind it.
It's definitely darker for, you know, IPAs, you know.
At the moment.
Yeah, at the moment. Definitely the new school one. It's definitely a bit lighter in colour.
Everything's all about the bright yellow.
Yeah.
Real well, hazy
like,
shit.
Like the Golden you're drinking. Yeah. How's the Golden?
Oh, it's nice.
It's pretty good.
It's a pretty sessionable beer.
Mm. I imagine that's like a big seller for them.
Oh, like surely. That's like a core range beer that you just sell cases of, just, I would have thought.
That's convert the plebs.
Yeah.
That's a brew pub beer. That
that's the kind of thing you'd give to someone who doesn't drink craft beer.
You take them to the brew pub, you're going to get some food, take them a mate that doesn't them. Really drink craft beer before, give them that.
Yeah, that's it.
Speaking about drinking craft beer, we were at Gab's recently.
Were we? Yes, we were.
How good's that segue? I'm not going to drink that.
Well, you nearly weren't, but anyway, moving on.
Smart decision.
Thank you. Yeah, I'll have one of those later. Thank you.
Don't blame Jetstar.
No, it's... Hey, from me to you, it's
you
my
are
fault.
Fucking up, bud.
It's my fault, people. So we will never do that again.
Hang
on.
Me?
Hang on.
Surprise, motherfucker.
Okay, I will never do that again. I apologize wholeheartedly to the boys and the girls.
Get him.
And I just want to say that, you know, I know the podcast fell apart without me during the morning session.
I think part one
of the Gabs episode was really strong. There was a lot of good banter.
I think what the people will notice, part two, definitely more beer healer vibes. Because Klimt gets there, he's got a camera on him, he gets a microphone, and all of a sudden he just gets interview happy and, you know.
Loves a chat.
Yeah.
Did love a chat. No,
loves an official chat. Doesn't like a chat, loves an official chat.
How good, some good chats though.
Yeah, I think I just roasted Sterling the whole time, didn't I? Like there was a different, I just remember filming your part of the Bolter interview.
That went for like 3 years.
You had Scotty. That I was like, we're on red flashing battery the whole interview. And I'm like, this is gonna go any minute for some god.
Mate, the bloke talks and I just want
to
go.
The gods knew that it needed to be seen.
So apparently like that we've got that across the line. And then there's me with Sterling just like
why do you send Klimt beer and not us?
Just rinse it in, basically. But it's worked out.
He's our boy.
So yeah, part two, good times. But can't anyway, yes, you did miss your you didn't miss your flight. The flight was cancelled on you. Hilarious.
I ended up getting on Beer Healer's flight.
And you actually got on Beer Healer's flight.
And then I made him pay for the Uber.
So Lockie and I definitely did day session mostly by ourselves, and you did make it towards the tail end there. Great times. What did we do first, Lockie? This is your first Gabs.
Yep.
We went to try and hit up the paddles.
We stood in line for 25 minutes waiting for paddles. Then we realised, there's not really 5 beers in this one section that we want to drink.
So we do have frustrations with the paddle as, I'd say, more seasoned craft beer drinkers.
Yeah,
like
sure.
If you're like a newbie and you're just going to line up, you know, that's a great way to go about it. Mm. But we want to... Like, literally 5 beers from that whole container bar.
I'd looked
at they're all in different sections.
Yeah,
so we'd
had all looked at the list beforehand.
Mm.
And my list of 5 beers that we did on the pre-Gabs episode was literally the 5 beers I wanted to try. Maybe give or take one or two. And I ended up because of the way that the system ended up being, the only beer I think that both of us had...
Mm.
Ali from the containers was just the Carumba Valley Black Pastille Sour, and that was I just couldn't be fucked lining up again. I'd rather just go to the store and get knock on wood from Deeds or something.
That was the beer that we went to. Like, well, fuck the paddles because we've been lining up for so long. Let's just get the sour.
And so another 10 minutes in line. Oh, the keg is blown
already.
It's been half an hour.
You know who we have to blame for that keg being blown?
Let's go.
Smoking.
One boy and his beers. He said he got the last of it.
That's on you, son.
And he sent us a message like, oh, yeah, I did get rid of the rest of that. I'm like, you're an asshole.
He said I was going to blame Smokey too, because Smokey was literally buying his own beer at a vessel, which is like
so funny.
Big dick energy.
Mm-hmm.
Or
so,
small.
Look,
I don't know.
Yeah. That was the one beer I think we had from that.
Yeah, I wasn't there in the first session.
Right.
So no,
I want to ask you this. Wego's got a bit of fame in the scene, I hear. I hear a few people recognise Wego and shout it out.
When you mean fame, it's just
infamy.
Yep, people flipping him off.
Public hate.
People yelling.
I'm a public hate figure.
People yelling from a distance, fuck Weg. It was
like, seriously, I know. Maybe it's a bit beautiful. Too far, but I'm starting to understand how Hitler feels.
Jeez. That's, okay, if you're going to... Compare apples and oranges.
To be honest, like it warms my heart because anyone who says fuck Weg, and we know this from the Smidlers or the Middler Fiddlers, what they mean is, I want to be Weg. He's brought something to the podcast that we didn't have before.
Yes.
And
no, it was good vibes.
You want to hate him, but Wednesday nights, you're tuning in. G'day to Barrel Collective, who will be watching on a Tuesday, but.
There's like it's not actually ill natured. It's just a bit of banter, and Lockie got right behind it.
I love it.
I don't think I'll be able to forget seeing Smokey in the flesh for the first time.
Oh,
he was standing at the dollar bill stall in stand. He was in the line. like a respectable man waiting for his beer instead of pushing to the front like some others. I'm pretty sure you pushed to the front, didn't you? Anyway.
From arguably the best.
Yeah, anyway. And we were at the One Drop stand, I think, and then I can just see this bloke with this hat.
Cool hat.
Yeah, just with his fucking finger in the air. It was just, just looking deadpan at me. It's just like, ah. Oh.
That's beautiful.
G'day. Love you, Smokey.
Yeah, you had a beautiful evening session together, I would say.
Yeah. Great interview by Wegg on Smokey, I hear.
Yeah.
Smokey and Luke are such legends.
Quite raw. Quite raw.
You know who else is a beautiful human?
Mm.
He smashed you in the skull.
Oh. In part one. And look.
Just let me insert that here now.
Yeah.
You can see the moment that your soul dies. Because he watches it leave your body.
No, but like it's not like I ever thought I was going to beat the man at a skull.
No, but you thought you'd be respectable.
It was more of sharing a beautiful moment with a beautiful man. Mm. But the fact that I was that slow that he waited for so long and then still polished me off was just tip of the fedora to you, Karo. That was beautiful.
Oh, Karo, doing
and
very
it
well.
And it was a nitro sour with a jelly shot in it because it's, of course, One Drop. We didn't have Guinness, so we're going to find the only nitro beer we could find, and it's, of course, One Drop with that naughty liquid. So. Mm-hmm.
It was amazing how many brewers have been messaging the last few days because as we're recording right now, everyone is at Gab's Brisbane, and we have got so many messages from people saying, please tell us that you guys have just not said anything and you're flying to Brisbane. Sterling was messaging and he's like,
it is a long weekend.
He's like, surely you've flown over and you just haven't told
anyone. We could go over the Sunday session. It is a long weekend.
We could probably make it, to be honest.
Yeah, we probably could. What are the flights prices?
Look, if it hadn't have been for all the Tassie lockdowns and how quickly we shut our borders, I reckon we would have snuck over. And I mean, Gabs at this stage love us so much that they probably would have flown us there.
Mm.
And they're still, they've still left us.
Stop talking.
They've still left us on scene.
Yeah. All and right. Yeah, fuck them, honestly. Fuck Gabs. Mm. No, but like, love Gabs. I don't know.
Festival was good.
We've got to think about where we might want to go to Gabs next year. We might not go to Melbourne. That's all I'm
going to
say.
Fuck you, Melbourne. You were terrible.
Maybe we need to go and get hot in
Melbourne
winter.
Melbourne's great.
If we're going to pick somewhere to go, let's just go not Victoria. Because let's be real, we love you guys, but every time, look, every time someone drops the ball with COVID, it's got to be Victoria, doesn't it? Real talk.
Yeah.
Dan Andrews is my boy.
No, all I will say is I'm incredibly grateful that I'm still mind blown that this never happened, that no one actually went into Gabs.
I can't believe it.
Yeah, the contract tracing.
Yeah, well,
wasn't there one of the hotspot or the locations or whatever? Is it
very
Pine
close.
Of Origin or something
One of the Pine of Origins,
But I'm just incredibly grateful.
It's bloody
and,
gobsmacking stuff, really.
Very thankful that.
It shows you that at least all of the chonky donkey neckbeard fuckwits are using the barcode scanner thingies, the QR codes.
Hey, well done to you,
yeah,
chunks.
Good on you, Victoria. I take it back.
Yeah, good
but
on
that's
you.
That's also because we had to do it to go into entry.
And that's because Victoria is our biggest listener base, so you will be nice to them.
Mm-hmm.
Entry was great. Everyone scanned. It was very well organised. So, no, I do appreciate that. And, you know, we're very thankful that we managed to get over there.
Here's actually an interesting... This will be an interesting conversation, I think. What is the one thing you think that Gabs could do for next year to improve it?
Go back to the exhibition centre, which you haven't experienced.
I haven't experienced. I was going to say I want better food.
There's nothing like drinking. Yeah.
Although the container setup as well.
No, it's been like that forever. It's never going to change.
I don't like that.
The container setup isn't the problem. The beers presented are the problem.
Yeah.
Because
you should be able to get anything you want.
No. That's impossible, right?
I know it's impossible.
I understand logistically how hard it would be to do
that. Stack the containers vertically and you can have anything.
No, do you know what would make it better is if the beer list had things we all wanted.
Yeah.
Mm.
So maybe we're too jaded. Maybe
we're jaded as fuck. If you don't think we're
I just think.
I've been years where I've wanted more from one container than five.
Yeah.
And I've been years like this year where I wanted one from five different containers.
Yeah.
I didn't even get a paddle at Gabs.
No.
But I said I wouldn't, so it's fine.
I think it's a thing that you do the first time you ever go, but you had my guiding hand to go, maybe we shouldn't do this, like, because it's a waste of time. And we got the beer that we wanted, literally the beer that we wanted, and then we went to
And you still got to try Batch's shitty blue beer, so we're all winners.
Thanks, Emily. It was awful.
All right. Well,
Emily was like our little producer in the second session. That was nice. Thank you, Emily. We appreciate you.
It was good. That was a great question, Lockie. I think that's probably the only little
Move
thing.
Move back to the exhibition center.
Yeah, there's nothing like drinking bourbon canny from a Ferris wheel. That's all I have to say.
That's horny.
That is nice.
Not much you can do about that, but yeah. Trip highlights.
Look, I'm sure it will come back to the exhibition center next year because
it was a vaccination center. Trip highlights. So we didn't just go to Gabs.
No, we did the day and the night. Sorry, Lockie and I did the day and the night session in on the Friday.
Pinball was good.
We flew up Pinball was on good. Thursday. I did the Green Cheek tap takeover at Carwin on the Thursday night.
I just made it for a couple of beers. Thanks for buying me those.
The triple IPA, and I don't drink a lot of triple IPAs these days. I'm too
you're
jaded.
You're a lactose boy now.
Too jaded for that. It wasn't
Shout
lactose.
Shout out to Sabro.
It was delicious. And the cold IPA was really good.
When you do cold IPA, is that because... So it's I don't know. IPL.
Was it warmed?
It's an IPL.
It's an IPL.
Is that an IPL?
Well, that's what I've been. Yeah,
India Pale Lager.
I got told quite a few times, so I'm like, well, no, I'm going to keep calling it cold IPA because
in America they're going nuts over it. Yeah, calling it cold IPA.
It's like a little hybrid of all things you like cleaner malt bill, super clear, really well hopped, bitter, delicious, crispy.
All I want is just like caramel biscuit.
You just want beer.
You're in the
beer.
Winter vibe. Yeah. You're in hibernation phase.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can we? Have we got something malty in the fridge that we can open next?
Yeah, I'm sure we could. Oh, there is a little bonehead at the front of the fridge.
I'll go and have a little rummage for you.
Meanwhile,
please talk
I'll talk about
yourselves.
Carwin because I was going to say.
You were best on.
Yeah,
are we talking about Saturday Carwin? Now?
Saturday Carwin.
Saturday with Carwin.
We also hit up a few other joints before that. So
we did.
Clem can talk
Clem
about
can go because I can't remember what they're called.
I'll cover the average joints.
Yeah. Shit, that's harsh.
No, that is no disrespect meant at all. So we did hit up some lovely places. What we did was we met some friends of mine and went to Easy's with them and had some little burgs. Which was lovely.
That was good.
That was really good. And then what we did was we walked up to Bimash, which is, you know, one of the best venues in the entire city.
Did not have a beer there.
You didn't
have a beer. I was feeling fucking crook, I'll tell you.
Yeah, you were in a bad way. You were just playing Formula One on your phone for
That's
a
right.
long time. Yeah.
Just getting criticised.
Company.
Criticised by the two of you for being a
you
shit
were
bloke.
Great
And we had a few little, Ali and I had a few little...
Bonehead Red Ale.
Steppy Award winners. Ali and I had a few overfruited ghosts from our Swedish friends, which were really good to get you up and about again.
Yeah, no, it really brought me back. I actually felt fine the next day. I was probably most raw of the evening at Gabs.
Well, you got lost, yes.
And I've definitely had rawer nights the next day, feeling way worse in Melbourne. Actually, my redemption arc was beautiful the next day.
It
After
was
that
beautiful.
Sour beer, I was back on the horse.
We were back on the horse.
So, yep, had the sour, then had a table beer right next door at what's
Fuck!
What?
Well.
That went everywhere.
I gave him a bomb, apparently.
Did that...
That went everywhere.
Did that shake up or not?
No.
Well,
Keep talking. Let him sort it out. He'll be right. He's a big boy. We'll mop that up later at the
Does
street,
it taste
studio
okay?
HQ.
It's a lovely beer.
Oh, good. Oh,
okay. Well, maybe you're just a bit high of a carb.
It's a shame that half of it's on the floor. Half of it's on my leg.
Look, as long as it's not infected,
Where did we get the
I'm
table
happy.
Beer from?
So what we did was we... Our good mates, Leith and Claire, who took us for lunch, they said, you should go to Hippo.
Yeah, that's it.
And we said...
Do you want some of this or am I having all of it?
I'm okay, my friend.
Yeah. You should go to Hippo. And we said, yes, we should, because we saw on the Instagram that they have $8 cans of table beer.
That was nice.
So we all went and had a little table beer and we did some F1 racing on our phones.
And also went to the toilet and cleansed ourselves.
Jesus, back to back, didn't we?
Back to back. Yeah, you and me, Tate.
Literally.
Well, that's important.
This
part
isn't
of
raw. This isn't raw thoughts.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Okay. Keep. Jesus. I'm a mess.
You're all right, mate. It's your first beer since Gab, so you'll be okay.
This is why we normally don't have a webcam.
Fucking hell.
So that's a really good pour there, Jeremy pour. We had a little cheeky table beer, and then we were all feeling a bit fired up.
Yep,
we're back. Actually, we debated. I was
Lockie was still.
No, Lockie was no, still. Like,
I didn't finish the table beer.
We're like, Lockie is going home very soon.
He was in the Hurt Locker, and he was grumpy.
It's his first Melbourne trip with the boys, though, so I was expecting it. It's not like a rude shock. I'm like, he's not going to keep up with the boys. Anyway, we'll get into that a bit later.
Yeah, so we debated opening a wildfire hive because they had them there, and it was just like, that's a cheeky little treat.
I was like, that's still available. What are you doing?
But it was a late night beverage at an early daytime.
Yeah.
So what did we do? We went to Carwin, and then Lockie found his second wind after about 2 hours, and
it took a while.
The most beautiful second wind that you've ever seen?
I don't want to toot my own horn, but I was on fire.
Beep beep.
I'm just going to agree with you there because you became the toast of Carwin Cellars, and everyone was getting around the wig, and you were drinking some stupid beverages that you have no right to be drinking.
Yes, it's fair to say that there was some very, very lovely people at Carwin that night sharing some very lovely grog.
I think we've got a shout out. Wazza.
Yep.
Brendan Garland.
Yep.
Bags, Cam.
Bags.
Oh, Tony Annetts as well.
Yeah, Tony Annetts.
Very famous man. And Tony's beautiful wife.
Yeah, she was lovely.
Yeah, she was
lovely
a legend.
Lady. Yes.
Ben Carwin and Ben Carwin's wife.
Yes.
Like.
Wanted to buy your hoodie off you real bad. Shh.
Yeah. Do we want to put an order in on this or what?
Oh, yeah. Hit up the DMs if you want a hoodie.
Yeah.
I think we could do a hoodie.
We could open pre-orders.
We could open some pre-orders.
It's winter. I don't know. Maybe we not go peach. Maybe they're special to us.
Maybe we go some black.
Yeah. Anyway, got a lot of compliments on the old hoodies when we were over in Melbourne. And we're thinking we might do a proper order. So let us know.
Dr. Faz joined us.
He did. Faz was back. Couldn't believe it.
Eric Beck was there as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know who came in from the Patreon? Tom. No, not Tom.
Get there.
O'Connor? No. No, who am I thinking of?
I don't know.
Who's our mate that's from ABC Media?
Connor Bateman. I love that guy. I didn't know who he was when he sat down. And then he started talking to me as if he knew me. I was like, who is this bloke?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. They know us through the show.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Fuck, though. Shout out, you are a nice bleep that.
No, he is an absolute star.
And
he's
been given us some really good tips as well on video content and stuff and how we go about it, because obviously 100%. He's quite experienced.
And he's been a good hype man as well. Mm. I love that. Good energy from him.
But
yeah, just a room full of really good people sharing some of the most silly beer I've ever seen in my life.
There was no dick swinging.
No.
There was no flexing. It was literally like,
well,
you bought a nice bottle.
There was that bloke on Beer Thread, though, that was like, oh, when M. Speakman put up the Canteon that we were drinking.
Oh, the Drogon.
Yeah. And he was like, this isn't even hard to get anymore. Do you realize how many of those they make a year? It's like, cool, mate.
There was a couple. That was really sick poor flex. Timing. There was a couple of dickheads.
On the internet.
What was his name? He's probably not worth even mentioning.
No, I can't remember.
No, but that one bloke, suck a dick. That one bloke, Simon Henry, he can go fuck himself.
Yeah, fuck you.
Hot tip. He's literally been shitting me up the wall with his...
Well,
oh my
this
God.
Is not this even is... raw thoughts. Anyway, but look...
He's a fucking scumbag of a human.
Moral of the story.
Beep!
No, I'm going to leave that in there for real nice. A little tasty... Oh. A tasty morsel for everyone. Anyway... Jesus Christ. Okay.
All right, let's move on.
Anyway,
let's keep rolling.
He can get
it's
fucked.
Not, the whole point of, you know, it was like good beer was sharing, we were having a good time. As you said, there was no dick swinging, no flexing, and Emily just wanted to share like what an incredible night we were having with really good people and how generous they were. Mm.
That post got deleted, so I think they realised they were being dickheads.
Yes, correct. So anyway, Moving on. Silly beer with amazing people. One of the best experiences I've had in the craft beer scene in my
The
years.
Best I've ever had.
Yeah.
It was, to be honest, like,
just really a night to remember.
Not just the booze. The booze was amazing, but just the vibe. And it was like everyone was like, oh, and you're like, fucking Weg is just dominating the crowd.
Just having fun. Just,
that Fremont stout that we had was fucking
the fact
excellent.
That there was Fremont and on there the was, table.
No, so I got handed a glass. I can't remember if it was Wazza or if it was one of you.
It was Wazza or Bags.
Someone handed me a glass and I was just like, oh, that's pretty special. Mm. It was literally just like cherry ripe in a glass.
That was your first... That was... that was your first Riz that you
I think you might
liked.
Have handed it to me.
Yeah, I think.
And then...
That was
I think
the
first I had
Riz,
a sip.
Riz where you really got what Rizzes were about.
Yeah.
And like loved it.
Well, it was... You Besides were just happy seeing me because I had a sip, my first mouthful, and I just started giggling.
Yeah. I was like, he's
I
had
mean,
his first...
I was pretty drunk.
I said to Clint, I'm like, he's had his first giggle beer because that's what exactly what I do. Yeah. Like, I've only had... you know, 2 to 3 of those beers in my lifetime where I'm just like, you have a sip and you actually giggle because it's that good.
Yeah. If I could ever...
That's why
I would pay...
That's why I drink craft beer.
I would pay like $120 for a bottle, a 375ml bottle of that. Again, that was ridiculous.
You get out every now and then. Oh, it's a special treat.
It's just ridiculously
craft good. Craft beer moments, and I've spoken to a few people, and actually I've spoken to Bags about this. The beers you have together with mates or by yourself or you have by yourself and then share with your mates where you all just like around the table.
Yeah. Something special.
That's what we all
That's
chase.
The moment.
That's what we all chase. And it doesn't have to be expensive. It doesn't have to be exclusive. What it has to be is the moment.
Mm.
And, you know. And
it's all about the right beer at the right time
and
with the right people.
Yeah, we had one of those moments. That was
And even with Grant and Scotty, sharing that
security
with them.
Guards.
Our steppy security guards you might have seen in Gabs Part 1.
Scotty
was so into it. And Scotty's
I was
vibing that so hard. He was just loving the stouts.
He's even like, to put into context, Scotty is a police officer down here. He doesn't really partake in the craft beer scene that much.
Ex-what
but
stouts,
he's
nothing else.
Like Gabs was one of the best times he had with his life with his brother, Grant, who took him over a few
years ago.
And he said, yeah, best time of life. So they did it again this year. And yeah, drinking these beautiful bourbon barrel sets from Hawkers. And like, he just got like, just
got
watching him get immersed in the scene and like drinking stuff that we've never seen before, but he will probably never see again. He was just loving it and having a great time. So it was beautiful. Absolutely beautiful.
Absolutely lovely stuff. Very good. Well, Gabs, what a weekend. What a time to be alive. Let's finish our last segment. Purest lactose. Gummy bears. Limited edition. Time for pH levels. 15 years in barrel. One for my purposes. And we're back, and we're back.
Jeez, it's been a while since we've done this. I'm a bit nervous.
And we're back.
Did I?
I picked
one.
You guys picked one. Yeah, you worked together.
No. I got it.
Yeah, you got it. You worked together. You worked together.
I feel like Lockie right now with a shaved arm anyway. Sorry. Continue.
Okay, righto. Fuck you, Benny.
That's actually a really good... Good Gabs reference there.
Can you hit the timer, please, on the clock?
Sorry.
I like that.
Brew or false, the section where I find some of the chonkiest boys from the internet. I copy and paste them word for word and I read them out. One of these beers has been made up by Papa Sweden Brew Co. You boys need to pick which it is. The listeners at home need to pick which the fake beer is because some of this shit is just that dumb.
Yeah,
so,
it's all stupid.
With that being said, here's what I found on the internet this time.
Okay.
So, brew or false, beer number one.
Okay.
Dumb Fruit! !! All capitals. A fresh new series of fruited sours hit the canning line today. Welcome, Dumb Fruit! To kick off the series, we brewed a fresh summer peach sour, dashes of citrus mango, and of course, we had to throw in some peach gummy rings. Available starting tomorrow at 12 p.m. peach emoji, peach emoji, peach emoji. See the full release list below. Dumb Fruit 1, Peach Gummy Bears, Peach Mango Mandarin Sour, 6.6% ABV, kicking off a fun new fruited summer series with a summer flavored candy, peach, mango, and juicy mandarin. $24 per 4-pack. So that is Dumb Fruit.
Okay. I still laugh every time there's emojis and there's like queuing times. It always gets me, it always makes me laugh. Very funny.
Beer number two.
Mm-hmm.
All one word. Crush, crush, crush. Grape. But they've missed the E on the grape.
Oh, grape.
Yeah, grape.
Okay.
I guess it's intentional. Grape emoji. Finally, the new milkshake IPA. Crush, crush, crush. Grape. 7.2% ABV is ready to party. We took the base of our ever popular original Crush, 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 and instead of orange, we added Concord grapes in with vanilla and milk sugar. Butterfly pea flowers give it that pop and purple hue.
No.
The creamy, smooth body coats the palate with bold grape flavor like your favorite grape soda or grape Jolly Rancher would.
Mm.
We're excited to see what you think of this one. Grape emoji. 4 packs are available for pre-order at 2 p.m. along with Purine Till Advisory and Crazy Sexy Zool. Pick up and draft pause. Start at Wednesday noon.
Oh, fuck.
You can't make a silly beer unless there's an emoji, can you?
No. Crush, 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 grape, that was.
Yeah, that one would not taste completely awful. That's my thought process so far. Anyway.
And the final chunky boy I've found is 5 fresh serves. Sometimes when some hits, you just got to get your fruit. 5 fresh with a pH, I might add, serves is your daily needs. Strawberry emoji, strawberry emoji, strawberry emoji. Paired with Tahitian vanilla, milk sugar, and 5 different fresh fruit purees at rates we have never put into package before. Sun emoji. 4 packs available at tap room only from 1 p.m. today. $26 per 4-pack Bob Us Texas.
See, the thing is now, you're getting so good at this, I think you just literally copy whatever the other two breweries have written basically as a template where, like,
well, it makes sense.
They all
it?
Start to blur now, and I'm like, fuck, it's literally a stab in the dark.
I try to leave little hints of my own style in each one.
I know you do, but you are also really dumb, as in, like, some of the shit you say. So, like, it just blends
that's
in.
That's
you're not dumb, but the
I know what you're saying. I wore an Ewok jumper to Gabs.
Yeah, it's exactly, yes. You are literally the epitome of these beers as a person.
Thank you.
All right, Ali, I'm going to let you guess first.
Right, so Dumb Fruit, Crush, 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 Grap. Oh. Both are very Klimt names too, by the way.
And 5 fresh serves is the final.
5 fresh serves. I think drinkability alone, crush, 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 grape, I would consume.
It's a milkshake IPA.
I know, but like they're all stupid. When I say if I have to drink one, that's probably the one I would drink.
Yeah, true.
Oh, and that's such a you thing to write. Like crush, 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 grape.
Grape. Yeah. Misspell grape.
Yeah. So maybe 7.25%. Dumb Fruit, I think, oh God. They're all fucked. So I'm literally going to have a stab in the dark here. 5 fresh serves sounds real. Dumb Fruit could. I'm going to go crush, 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 grape.
Crush, 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 grape.
It's too Klimty for me to not go. That's Klimt for sure.
It's 5 fresh serves.
Yeah.
It's got to be.
Why though?
Look at the emojis he's written.
Yeah,
they're word emojis. They're not copy paste proper emojis. Because he used the word yo. That was it. That's what
confirmed. I want to say that I debated the use of the word yo simply because I thought you guys might pick that up.
But I actually didn't put the run sheet in front of me for just guessing, fair play. Guessing purposes.
But I want to say the emojis part, you've cheated, Lockie.
Oh, well, fuck off. So, do it properly.
So
that's 2 from 2. I'm 2 from 2.
He is 2 from 2. He is 2 from 2.
You need to step up, baby. Won't make that mistake again.
No, I took the run sheet away and I didn't look at it on purpose.
No one said that was a rule.
No, I'm making it harder for myself.
I'm just making use of the resources I've got
at hand. I will tell you that Dumb
Fruit. It's such a shit name as well. I'm sorry. But like that's the most bland shit name.
I guess that's the point, isn't it?
I'm trying to hide it.
Hide in plain sight.
So Dumb Fruit is from our good friends at Evil Twin Brewing Co.
Yep.
And I'm just trying to remember this because it was some weeks ago that I wrote this one down because it has Crush 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 is from Microphone Brewing, who are kings of shit tier beer. Right. I would like you to know that Crush 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 Grap has a untapped rating of 3.5. So fuck you, Microphone.
I thought that was the most drinkable beer just in terms of...
Who knows?
Anyway.
And I will say that Five Fresh Serves from Papa Sweden Brew Co. is a fucking terrible idea and you should never do that.
No, yuck. All bad.
Well done, Lockie. Well done.
No, well done. Fair play.
Next time I won't look at the run sheet.
I really struggle with that
second. I've got a little couple of pointers there. I thought the yo would give
you
it away.
You do write yo a lot. Like that's.
Thought the yo would give it away and I went to remove it, but then I went maybe like a bit of counterplay.
The problem is I feel like it makes it infinitely harder to pick which one it is when you just listen to him talk because he's just fumbling and stumbling over every description and it's like, oh, well, that doesn't fucking help me, does it?
Purposeful maybe? Who knows?
Who knows?
I can't believe the word we all can't speak properly.
We all can't speak properly when we're reading scripts, so yeah. I don't know how we're doing a podcast anyway.
Yeah, look, here we are.
Here we are. No, well done. Well played. Again, they get stronger and stronger every year, every time you do it.
Yep.
So, no, you've done well.
Did you... Let me know in the comments, did you get it right? We actually do need you to comment. Also, one thing that grinds my gears is people who don't press subscribe.
Helps the algorithm.
So if you're not pressing subscribe, what you're doing is making me angry and I don't want to be angry.
Oh, we've got the giveaway as well. Up and about on socials, definitely by the time that this episode is out. But is there still time... To give,
and if you haven't subscribed, you can't win the giveaway, fuckhead. So subscribe.
So talk about the giveaway because that's been up on socials for a few days now. But you know, so, there's probably still a few more days to enter before we give it away.
So I used to be a YouTube user that did not subscribe to channels, and then I was made aware because I get annoyed when people say like and subscribe, and I'm like, are you fucking serious?
Just hey,
like,
I'm just hit that bell button to be notified when we upload a new video.
Exactly. People like Lockie talking about that shit. Mm. That used to annoy me. And then what I realized when we started a YouTube channel is that actually helps us a lot. So what we're asking is not for you to do something hard. What we're asking is to press the button.
Just hit if you're going to hit the subscribe or the like, you're better off hitting the like.
No,
because then that because the like boosts us to other people. You get more likes. Oh, does that's it? The algorithm goes, oh, we like this.
Okay, I would please.
I don't know. If you still, if you've come this far, just fucking hit the
like. We've
definitely
left it. So the thing with YouTubers is they do it right at the start. We definitely leave it way too late.
No, that's all right. We only with this.
But thank you for subscribing.
If you don't subscribe, liking. I hope all your beers in your fridge are infected.
Wow. Okay. Wow. All so right. Quickly talk about the giveaway we're doing.
So, Fox Friday.
Can I win it?
No, you're already subscribed, aren't you?
I can unsubscribe.
So Fox Friday released their birthday beers this year. You know, they brought something from the Panther Man that maybe turned him a little bit into a wolf again.
I didn't even talk about my...
We will, yeah. That...
I've been drinking a little bit of lactose lately. That's all I have to say.
You're shook.
Oh, shit the bed.
You're shook.
Literally.
But what we want to say is we have... Four packs of the Fox Friday birthday series. The four birthday beers. You can't get these anymore.
Mm.
We have them. Ben hooked us up. We paid, but he hooked us up. What we're doing is we're giving them away. You've seen it on the Instagram post. We need you to subscribe. If you subscribe, tag three mates. We're giving you four packs. Chonky Boy Glass coming in the package. Ooh. Bang. Last of the Chonky Boys.
That's nice.
What are you doing? Why haven't you hit it already? Oh, my God. It's annoying.
So it's the only way you can win the competition is to be a YouTube subscriber and to have done just the right thing.
Just help a brother out. Like, I'm sure you subscribe to something completely pointless.
There's still a couple of days left in the competition, so we will announce a winner on socials very soon.
I don't know. I don't think we should give the four pack away until we get 1,000 subscribers. Yeah, that would be...
You could be waiting.
That would be nice.
That's what the public deserves.
Mm.
Mm. No, you don't. You should subscribe.
Yeah.
Do we want to shout out anyone?
I don't think so. I'll
shout out to Captain Talk Chalk. He knows who he is.
Captain Dog Chalk.
Oh, Jesus.
My hero.
Ultra Scotty.
A little bit of booger sugar.
My boy.
That's all.
A little bit of booger sugar.
We don't do cocaine. Just putting that out there. We do get offers, though. And thank you. I love you for wanting to share your precious powders. But it's not our thing. All right. We're happy with just beer.
Right. That's a one way to wrap up the episode.
On that note.
Webcam is the best.
Oh, Jesus. For our Patreons, stick around. Raw Thoughts will be coming up.
You've got
in the places extra. You know where.
I feel like Scarface over here. It's like that fucking Lonely Island song. It's different mountains of cocaine. That's me right now.
Well, yeah.
Oh, I just wanted to quickly shout out before we go. The best beer I had at Gab's was, and I forgot to shout out this earlier, was a very nice brewery from Victoria.
Oh,
Foreigner.
Yeah.
Foreigner are making some of the best.
Oh, fucking, the Czech Pilsner.
The fucking Czech Pilsner blew my mind. And I just wanted to
shout
quickly
out to the bloke who was working on the stall too, because he just gave them to
good
us.
Good vibes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was after last drinks had been cold, like, no, 5 or 10 minutes. No, yes, it was. No, it definitely
wasn't. Definitely was.
No,
not.
It wasn't. It wasn't after
it
last.
Was not
no,
after
I get
last
you. Okay, all right.
Anyway. Yeah, some of the best, like, traditional tasting Czech pills I've ever had brewed in Australia. It was fucking phenomenal. And just went into cans. So we will plug that as soon as we get our hands on some more. Because fuck
oath.
That was
let's
really
buy
good
some group. Of that.
That's all I had to say because I wanted to say that earlier when we were talking about Gabs. And we do appreciate, like, Ryan taking us to that stall because I would have just probably walked past it most of the time. I can only drink so much beer in a session.
Yep.
And it was.
How good's Larry?
Wow.
Fuck Larry.
All right, let's piss off into Raw Thoughts. Thank you for listening to episode 67 of the Sempros podcast.
68.
No, it's 67.
Is it 67?
You're wrong.
Thanks for listening to the Step Brewers podcast. If you like the show, be sure to rate, subscribe, and leave a review to help other beer lovers discover the podcast.